presidential milestone. I'm Marie Corsetti, Fox News. President Biden visiting Israel in his first trip to the Middle East since taking office.
My mother would say, God love you, dear.
You too. God absolutely.
The president meeting Holocaust survivors at a wreath-laying ceremony in the Yad Vashem World Holocaust Remembrance Center in Jerusalem. At the same time, inflation rose over 9% in June compared to a year ago, hitting a new 40-year high. It's one of the big issues the president plans to discuss during his visit.
This trip is as much about inflation in the U.S. as it is about reconnecting relationships in the Middle East. Everyone is watching the meeting that's going to happen at the end of the week in Saudi Arabia. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says that energy security will be on the list of topics to talk about. And Republicans say this trip makes the president look weak. Now, from the administration perspective, this is strengthening the relationship with the Israelis and a reorientation of the relationship with the Saudis. Sullivan, though, did not say if the president will ask the Saudis to specifically pump more oil.
Fox Business Network's Edward Lawrence. Meanwhile, a new report says the current cost of living crisis isn't affecting everyone the same way.
The World Economic Forum says a cost of living crisis is expected to hit women the hardest and says a gender gap in the global labor force is getting wider. The forum says when it comes to the gender gap, the recovery that had been hoped for has not materialized as the COVID crisis has eased. The think tank is best known for hosting elites from the economic world each year in Davos, Switzerland. The report says it will now take 132 years for the world to reach gender parity and looked at four factors: salaries and economic opportunity, education, health, and political empowerment. A ranking of 146 countries put Iceland at the top, Germany at number 10, and the U.S. in 27th place.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
News.
A security video has been leaked online showing the hallway of the elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, with police officers standing outside a classroom where a gunman was killing children.
This 77-minute long video depicting police inside Robb Elementary School doing purportedly little to nothing to stop the mass shooting was supposed to be shown exclusively to Uvalde residents this weekend. Somebody leaked part of it to the Austin American-Statesman newspaper, which in turn published it online. The portion already online does show the gunman firing his rifle when entering the building. Uvalde authorities had planned to release the video to the general public after the local viewing.
Fox's Evan Brown. Meanwhile, a funeral service in Akron, Ohio today for a man who was shot and killed by police.
City leaders in Akron are calling for a day of peace and prayer following ongoing protests and violence as the family of 25-year-old Jalen Walker lays him to rest after he was shot and killed by police June 27th following a traffic stop and pursuit in which police say Walker fired a shot from his driver's side window before a foot chase and a threatening gesture before eight officers opened fire. Walker's gun still inside the car, his family calling his death unjustified. The officers involved now on paid leave as the state investigates.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Meanwhile, racist anti-Semitic literature is left at locations including a synagogue and a largely black church in a city in upstate New York.
Hate crime charges for three people in Hornell, which is about 70 miles southeast of a supermarket in Buffalo, where 10 people were gunned down May 14th in a racist mass shooting. The first flyer was found stuck to the door of Rehoboth Deliverance Ministries. Similar material posted to the front of Temple Beth El Synagogue, as well as other locations. Police spotting two men distributing the literature Monday. Authorities said they then searched their home, arresting two men and a woman.
Fox's CJ Pompa. I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.